there. Welcome to the Food Stomp and Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Toomier, and we've got a complete set of brand new releases for you this week. The first album we're going to play is a long-awaited CD from Brian McNeil, and it's really well worth the wait. It's called The Baltic Te Byzantium, and this is the title track.
Well, my father was a soldier, pay the parish governor, would fain have seen me listed in the gallant 42. But there's more to life than drummer fife for a Highland lad to know. So I took ship at Peterhead, bound for the Lowlands low. And I fell in with a merchant lad for the town of Armentier, who promised me an honest fee to help him guard his wares. And if I'd go with him to Danzig and the plains of Muscovy, there'd be the Baltic and Byzantium to see. Well, I bought and sold the Swedes and Poles for a stock to the Rhine. It was hides for corn and cups of horn, salt for Spanish wine. And when the armies passed me by, well, I always raised my glass, for there's many's a sojourn laddie buys a trinket for his lass. And he answered the call of him in the port of Amsterdam, when a fiddler laddie played the airs of Scotia for a dram. But the other call was strong enough to turn me frae the shore, for the Baltic and Byzantium once more. In Rome they stole my horses, in Prague they stole my kit, and on the bonny banks of Istria, well, a lassie stole my hair. I bade her teach me 20 words by all the Brodnik's wards. By the time she taught me 40, had enough to plead my cause. If she never dreamed of different airs to see, or to make a life as honest wife to a lad of pips like me. And when her father tried to reason her a richer man to find, I said the Baltic and Byzantium were mine. I sit the winter lang, the bairns about my knee. And if you can't show me the man way, a better life than me. But there's times I sit and I wonder, and the thoughts that fill my mind are tides and trades and bargains made and roads I've yet to find. So perhaps I'll rise right early, and I'll saddle up my mare, and on our back lay a peddler's pack where the best of Scotia's wears. And I'll set out with a right goodwill by mountain and by glen, to see the Baltic and Byzantium again.
That was The Baltic to Byzantium by Brian McNeil, and you can hear many more Scott's song CDs at fitzdumpin.com. In the last podcast, we had a bit of a ridiculous title to start off the show, and here's an album with a sort of strange title. It's called The Extraordinary Little Cough by John Mulhern, and it's a great album. As soon as you hear it, you can hear his influences, namely definitely Martin Bennett, but others as well. And this is a Gaelic number, and it's, he's very experimental and very interesting. It's a great CD.
Oh,
was The Extraordinarily Little Cough by John Mulhern. And we have lots of, modern CDs with drums and bongos and everything at foodstuffin.com. Another record that's just come out is it's called Skull Rock by Fiona. And they're a young group of Gaelic singers from Inverness. And they've just released a 3-track EP, and it's just featuring lots of new Gaelic writing, and this track's called What's Your News? Was Fionnuala, and you can hear many more Gaelic songs at foodstomping.com. Just before we go any further, I want to mention the blog. I've had some lovely posts from you guys lately, so keep them coming in. They really make me smile, and thanks very much. I really appreciate it. We're now going to play a CD called The Piper's Ceilidh, and it's by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod. It's I'm sure many of you know, but Pipe Major Donald MacLeod is a legend. He wrote so many amazing tunes and was an amazing player, and this is a CD of his final concert in 1977, and it's just been re-released on CD, and we're going to play the Miss Drummond of Perse, and it's not played by Donald MacLeod, it's played by the amazing Duncan Johnston. Thank you. was The Piper's Ceilidh by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod and Duncan Johnston, and many more bagpipe CDs at foodstomping.com. I've got something a little bit different now. It's called Across the Troubled Wave, and it's a new album by David Fernard. And the track we've chosen is The Slave's Lament. I don't know if many of you all know this. It's quite a well-known Robert Burns song. And David's put a sort of an Americana bluegrass slant in, and it really works, actually. So I hope you enjoy it.
It was in sweet Senegal, where my foes did me enthrall, for the land of Virginia, Virginia, oh. Torn from that lovely shore, I must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, oh. Torn from that lovely shore, I must never see it more. And alas, there's no bitter snow or frost like these lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. Their streams forever flow and flowers forever blow. Forever blow, and alas, I am weary, oh. Bear, and this cruel scourge I fear in these lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. When I think of friends most dear with a bitter, bitter tear, and alas, I am weary, oh. When I think of friends most dear with a bitter, bitter tear, and alas, I am weary, oh. For the lands of Virginia, oh.
Was Across the Troubled Wave by David Ferrard. Our next CD is by Flying Fiddles. It's called Flying Fiddles. And this is a young band of fiddle players from Outer Hebrides. And they basically got this concept album together where they're basically looking at music from and around Uist. And it's produced by Anna Wendy Stevenson and the piper Ian MacDonald. 5 out of the 14 tracks actually feature guest artists. It's got Rona Lightfoot, members of Run Rig, Fred Morrison, Ian MacDonald and Kathleen McInnes. So really worth checking out.
Thank you.
That was Flying Fiddles, and you can hear much more fiddle music at footstomping.com. Well, we've reached the end of the show now, and we're going to finish off with a Shetland band who features members of Fiddler's Bid and Rock Salt and Nails, and I'm sure many more. There's masses of them. And the band's called Fool's Cayley Spielman Slag, and the album's called Spreefix, and it's a great track name. It's called Dayaki Drogan, and I'm sure it means something. So thanks again for listening. As I usually say, we've got a newsletter coming out twice a month. Why don't you subscribe to it and get lots of information about the Scottish music scene. or you can buy from Foot Stomping. All of these records are available and you can hear them on footstomping.com, and you get a 10% discount once you've purchased from us. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you the next time.